that guy ain't shit. Sorry ass motherfucker got nothing on me, right? Nothing.
Where the stars in this piece of shit?
I am Big Kev.
Why do they call you Big Kev?
Ooh. I am OG.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
I am Scapegoat.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
OG's not actually racist against many people.
There is no racial bigotry here. Here you are all equally worthless.
I'm not really angry all the time.
This is Kevin destroying the Toy Beast Legends box set.
Fucking garbage! Why?
You know how I know that you're gay?
How? Because you're gay and you can tell who other gay people are?
I know it's fun. You're like, hey, I found buttons. Let's push them to piss me off.
I have Amigo Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want!
Hey guys, this is Tom from Jersey, at On A Box on Twitter. Listen, I've been playing Disney Infinity, like, OG for a little while, and I even got the 2.0 for, you know, the Guardians of the Galaxy set and everything like that, and now I see that they're coming out with the Star Wars version, but you have to get 3.0. And in the history of Disney Infinity, you've always had to get the new game to work with the newer figures and sets and all that. And my question is the 3.0 base for the figures that you put it on necessary for the new game, or is it like the 2.0 where it seems like it's the same base as it was for the original? And basically, I guess what I'm asking is if I get 3.0, should I just get the disc, or is it necessary to get the base for the figures too? Because I'm actually on a budget, like most people nowadays, and I really don't want to have to pay all that money when I could just use a base that I have two of and not have three. So any advice or whatever would be great. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, this is Tom from Jersey again, On A Box, blah, 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 whatever. Not to add to, or would this give you a fuck to give in one of your buckets, but I think that they're trying to remake Point Break to capitalize on the recent Fast and Furious fame or popularity and try and make a cheap knockoff and hopefully have another series or franchise on their hand. But I think they're failing miserably, and I really don't have a fuck to give either. So talk to you later. Bye.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello. How's it going?
Three of us here.
Surprising.
Today.
Well, you know.
It's like a triangle, and usually a line. Geometry.
Is it an obtuse triangle? Is it an acute triangle?
It's obtuse
when
he's here.
I think it's a right triangle when I'm here.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
See what I mean there?
Look at that.
Went 90 degrees, a different direction.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, my God. Let's whip out every single geometry joke ever.
I co-sign that. All right. It is episode 375.
Wow, look. I think he's, Scapegoat is having his own buckets of fuck.
Hey, I have a lot of fucks in my bucket, and I want to give them out to the listeners. So,
episode 375,
and we're calling it
Fallout.
What does that mean?
Lots of things. Bethesda.
Yep. Right,
let's address the. Yeah. Tom. Blah blah blah. New Jersey. Blah blah blah. Those couple of voicemails we had to open up the show.
Sure. Uh-huh.
The short answer to question number one is we don't know if it's compatible or not. Two is compatible with one. We don't know if three is compatible with three.
I actually do know something about that, sir.
Okay.
Some characters from one were not compatible with two. The speculation is that going forward, they will be backwards compatible so that characters from 2.0 and the ones from 1.0 that were compatible with 2 will be compatible with 3.0.
And that is great information, except that it does not answer the question that he had.
Yep.
Which was specifically related to the base. He wanted to know if the base was compatible, which is not the characters.
Okay.
So for 2, the base in 2 is compatible with the 1 base, with the exception of Xbox 360, because there was no Xbox 360, or there was no Xbox One.
Right?
So the Xbox One base was not compatible with the 360, but the PS4 base was compatible with the PS3. There is no confirmed information about the base.
Correct.
For 3. However, everything that you said about the figures is thus far confirmed and accurate.
Right.
I suspect, because the technology for the base isn't really complicated, it's essentially just a reader.
Right. Isn't it RFID?
Yeah. I suspect that the base will continue to be compatible.
Unless they want to fuck you out of your money.
Or they do something special with the base. Because, so for 2, you could get that super special Avengers base that came with like the snow demon or whatever.
You know what's going to happen is they're going
to be a Millennium Falcon.
They're going to Star Wars brand that base.
Or it'll be a space slug or
Do I get one dad joke per episode? Is that how it works? All right. So it's going to be all about that base.
There you go. No rebels.
No trouble. No rebels. That's when.
Wow. Nice. But there are rebels.
I know. But, going
when does that come back?
In the fall.
Fall? We're waiting for fall.
Oh, yes. Yes. Fall.
Shout out to Brian.
Yes.
You know who you are.
So there you go, Tom, on a box Groves.
There you go. There, blah, 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 whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 New Jersey, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
There are your questions. Tom is such a frequent caller. No, that was, he doesn't even want to say his own name anymore.
That was one question.
Yeah.
The other question.
There was another question. I'm sorry.
Point Break.
Right, which I think you perhaps smoked prior to the show.
I think
it looks atrocious.
I did not smoke prior to the show. Uh-huh. I'm excited for a mindless IMAX action movie that isn't so fucking ridiculous that a car jumps through a building 3 times.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Just so we're clear, I in no way, shape, or form think this is a believable, thought-provoking movie. Like, I'd rather see Spy, which looks different because it's full action and full comedy, and it's Melissa McCarthy, and about 2/3 of her movies are very funny. Tammy, what the fuck was that? Anyway, so I'm excited to see that. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not expecting, like...
And I like Paul Feig.
Did you talk about Mad Max last week?
No.
Did we talk about it all the way?
We saved it.
Oh, so we'll talk about... Yeah. So I'm not saying it's Mad Max and it being different or anything, but... Does it look like a really polished, well-shot, some crazy weird action sequences? Yeah.
Sure. Just like Fast and Furious.
No.
Yes.
The comparison
is absolutely accurate.
I do not. Yes. From a studio perspective, let's remake an action movie and see if we can turn a franchise from this shit, because it really looks like there was a kid's cartoon that was based on an older kid's cartoon with like Max Rush or some shit.
Okay.
Some adrenaline thing where like he was an adrenaline junkie and he was, you know, when the X Games were cool, where like skateboarding and skyboarding was the coolest thing ever. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Actually, I remember that cartoon. Little blonde haired kid with spiky hair.
Exactly. Yes. And like he would have an adrenaline rush and he'd be able to do magical things.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like. I mean, it looks ridiculous. But that being said, it's some cool visuals, cinematography, action sequences. I'm not excited for this movie. I'm excited for the spectacle.
I think that is actually a remake of an older cartoon about a guy. I think he was a sailor, and he periodically he would eat something out of a can, and then he would become all excited and energized.
Oh, you mean your favorite Robin Williams movie?
Oh, so incorrect and not funny.
All right, so let me chime in here for a second. So actually, it's interesting your points here, because you think it looks good, right?
No, that's not what I said. All
right, you think that it looks entertaining.
I think it is. I think it will achieve exactly what it sets out to do, which is a spectacle blockbuster.
Right.
Is it fall or when's it supposed to come out?
I think it's the fall. Yeah.
It's supposed to be a spectacle blockbuster in fall season.
Okay.
I think it's going to do that. I think it'll flop hard.
Blockbuster.
But I think.
And you kind of agree with the caller in that it is sort of an attempt to capture on or to
I'll take
not
it
capture.
One.
To
do it again, you mean?
Get
to,
on the bandwagon.
Yeah, that's kind of, but I can't think of the words. What are the words I want to speak?
Rekindle.
Rape the original.
No. Jump on the bandwagon. The success train of Fast and Furious.
I know the word you're looking for too. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of what it is.
Bandwagon?
It's not bandwagon. No. There's something, and it'll come to me halfway through segment 2, and I'll blurt it into the mic.
Totally allowed.
Like, uncomfortably, but...
And that'll be the secret word for tonight's episode.
Hitch a ride is closer, but still not quite there.
Reap the success?
Yeah, it's... Yeah, no. Jump, ride the coattails, jump, but it's not quite there. That's not what I'm looking for.
Not jump on the
bandwagon. But anyway, so my point to all of this is then, maybe then, if it wasn't an attempt at a remake... at a movie that, let's be quite honest, really doesn't need to be remade, because the original, even if you are beloved of the original is not a good movie. It's absolutely a check your brain at the door movie, but it is not a good movie. I'm sorry.
I have two words for you.
You what?
Gary Busey.
It is not a good movie. So my whole point is, why not just attempt? Is it because they're just trying to capitalize on the title of Point Break? But to me, though, I think that actually hurts them, because then people immediately try to draw the parallel and they see that it's not the same.
It's the same characters.
It is the same. The story is a bit different, right?
Not really. A little bit different. Just from the trailer, you can tell it's a little bit different.
I don't know. Just come up with it. Just
it looks like it's trying to be serious, though.
Because the one thing I have to say about Fast and the Furious is that at least, it knew what it was.
Yeah.
And it was original when it came out. When the first one came out, right, it kind of stood apart in its own weird way.
With the family stuff.
It looked like it was trying to be, you know, Triple X, but not really. You remember that movie?
Wasn't Triple X after?
Triple X was after.
That was after because that's what Vin Diesel got big because of Fast and the Furious, and then did Triple X, which they thought was going to be like the next fucking.
I thought it was the other way around.
Vin Diesel got big because of Pitch Black.
But they thought Triple X was going to be like the next 007. And then the second one bombed so hard, they were like, fuck this shit.
007 was the amount of money they made on Triple X.
So,
which, by the way, still excited for Spectre.
Yeah.
I'm going dark. I don't want to see anything else.
Did you hear, and this is not about Spectre, so this is not going to go against your wishes, but I guess in some interviews this past week, Jason Statham has expressed some interest in taking over
as Bond
and going in a different direction with the character.
So
here's my thing. I really like Jason Statham. I like everything that he does.
But he's Jason Statham.
But he's not Bond, right? Yeah. Jason Statham plays Jason Statham in a movie with Jason Statham. Jason Statham is an adult of that blonde-haired kid with the adrenaline.
I do have a question though, right? So there
she did two movies where that was the actual story.
Was it called Adrenaline or
No, it was called Crank.
Crank. Yes.
Yeah. Which actually was interestingly shot. That is a movie, check your brain at the door, but it's kind of entertaining. Right. Similar. That's what Jason Statham does for the most part. What is it? They're rebooting The Transporter? I just saw a trailer for the Transporter movie.
Yes.
Isn't there a Transporter TV series?
There was a TV series as well.
What the fuck are they doing?
They're just trying to
literally
name recognition.
How can you reboot a movie that has a rebooted TV series and the original movie only came out in 2003?
They're doing that word that OG can't remember.
Yeah. I'm also going to point you in the direction
Blade.
I'm going to sort of
the same thing with Blade.
Direction of League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Entirely close, but it's kind of close. Terminator. Because they kind of did the TV show, which sort of rebooted the franchise, and then they did those other movies, which kind of rebooted the franchise, but still the franchise is all linked together.
No, they ignore the TV show.
Am I mistaken when I say I think that and I'm being kind of serious here, that every single Terminator movie essentially reboots the franchise?
No.
I don't think that's true.
I mean, it's continuation in that the characters are the same.
But they're still trying to undo the same event.
I feel like every single movie they go back in time and try again to stop Skynet.
But that's always the lesson that they never learn. It's that they can't stop this from happening.
Right.
That's the lesson they never learn. So what's different about Genesis is that this Terminator was sent back to her childhood to protect her.
Right.
So that... essentially, that reboots the franchise because that wipes out everything that happened after. So when Kyle Reese arrives from the future...
and he's part machine or whatever the fuck he is.
Kyle Reese? No, not Kyle Reese.
John Connor.
We don't know anything about John. Yeah. That could be a dummy or anything.
Why put that in the trailer?
Kyle Reese. When Kyle Reese comes back now, he has no idea that there's a Terminator that has been sent to before he got there.
That's correct.
So that really... all that does is reset... the first Terminator movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how they proceed from here.
Pasting it.
Yeah, exactly. We also don't know. Do they get together? Like, is there a little kid again?
Apparently, this movie was screened at Sundance.
Maybe.
And it's not so well received.
Well, are you shocked by that?
A little bit, because it looked like it had a lot of potential. It was going to go either way, I guess,
If it was Cannes or Sundance, I wouldn't trust that for an action flick review anyway.
That's fair.
I'm sure that it's a spectacle. I never thought that it was going to be well received, though. But let's move forward.
But Days of Future Past was kind of both.
Yes.
You know? Star Trek was kind of both.
I'm not saying you can't talk
about the first one.
Correct.
Oh. I'm not saying you second can't one was, have both.
Right, but Sundance and Cannes is not the place to be like, what a thought-provoking movie about robots killing each other.
Let me tell you what looks better than Genesis.
You and tell
I,
me.
I might be the only person that agrees with this.
Deuteronomy?
No. Joe Dirt 2
why?
Looks better than Genesis.
But why?
Did you see the trailer for Joe Dirt 2?
I didn't. But they did do an AMA where they were talking about wanting to make it, so I guess they finally got what they needed.
Yes. Did you ever see the original Joe Dirt?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. So I know that me and Big Kev actually kind of, unless I'm mistaken, sort of like the first one. I know I liked the first one. Didn't you kind of like the first
one? Yeah, but I we're talking about Check Your Brain movies.
Yes, but it was quite... It was weird though. It was Check Your Brain with like an underlying
commentary,
childlike thought.
There was
something about it.
Yeah, there was that whole string of David Spade movies. Dickie Roberts was also one of them, and then the films that he did with what's his name that died, the comedian. Black Sheep was one of them.
John Candy, yeah.
No, not John Candy.
Not John Candy. I'm sorry. Chris Farley.
Yes. The other John Candy. So, there was those series of movies. He was also in PCU. I mean, there was a time there when he was making some really funny movies. So, you go into this with that expectation and you want it to be really funny.
And
so.
David Spade is now, you just put him on your show when you want it to get canceled in two seasons. Right.
Right.
That's pretty much.
But, Joe Dirt 2, something about it, and at least in the trailer, feels like it captures enough.
It's called nostalgia.
Of the first one, where it might actually be kind of... I know that I'm going to get ridiculed for this, and I'm comfortable in the ridicule that I am about to receive, much like the Lord's body.
If you
425-920-6050.
At least let me set it up.
No. No, you know what to do.
But he kind of like goes back in time, and Dennis Miller is in it again. I don't know. I think it kind of looks silly and funny. And I'm looking forward to it more than Genesis. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know that I would say that.
All right. Let's talk about Tron 3.
Done.
There is no Tron 3.
Yep. That's sad news.
So rumor is that based on the abysmal box office reception of Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Which I don't abysmal. See how the two are linked.
I do.
But they've canceled Tron 3. Which
they're
is
big.
Really
they're okay, big effects now, movies that are sort of a risk for Disney.
Now that's hold on. Linked. Now hold on.
Yes,
it's been shelved.
Right. It has not been canceled
correct.
Entirely.
That's it has
correct.
Been shelved, which means it's currently not been greenlit to go into production. Now we just talked to Bruce. I talked to Bruce Boxleitner 2 weeks ago.
I know,
and he said to me that they were all on board. Everything was ready to roll. They were just waiting for the green light, and that green light hasn't happened exactly because Tomorrowland was a bomb.
All right, so here's what I have to say then to Disney, and this is a beg and a plea: give us more. What was it? Legacy? No. What was the cartoon?
Oh, that was
Uprising.
Uprising.
Uprising. Give us more Uprising. Give us more Uprising on a schedule that you don't change every 2 weeks, right? So pick a time slot.
Right.
And air it consistently so people can actually follow it.
Right.
Build an interest in the franchise and then bring back the movie.
I have
Uprising didn't do as good as it should have because they literally changed the time slot every 3 weeks.
I have a different plea.
Okay.
If everyone is bitching that we're making too many reboots
right.
and too many sequels to shit,
right.
go fucking see an original idea, sort of, like Tomorrowland.
No.
Even if it sucks.
No.
Yes.
No, don't. Because here's the thing. People are saying, I've read a bunch of these articles where Tomorrowland failed because America is not ready for an original movie. No. Tomorrowland failed, and I have not seen this. So I'm going based on everybody I know that saw it. Did you see it?
Not yet.
Okay. So everybody I know that saw it, whose opinion I trust pretty good when it comes to film, hated it and said it
really?
Was disjointed, that it was sloppy, that there was no story to tell, that everything that there was to tell you saw in the trailer, and that the movie was nothing more than a fucking advertisement
like a theme park
for
ride?
Disney World. That's what it was.
Well, if that is the case, then I agree.
So
However, what the studios are going to learn from this is don't make an original idea. Not make better movies.
Well, then shame on the studios. The studios Agreed. Need to learn that you could execute a great original idea.
You need to execute it.
Well.
Yeah.
You can't put out an original idea that's a shit show and then get upset when it doesn't do well.
That's a good point. That's fair. I mean, I will reserve my opinion. That's fair because I haven't seen the movie.
That was a pet project for George Clooney. Who gave?
Was that really what it is?
Yeah, he really was behind it, and for a while. But how do you, his name was tied to it too?
How do you get Brad
Favreau?
Yeah, but how do you get Brad Bird to make a shit movie unless
because
what happened?
I don't think Brad Bird wrote the script.
You think he directed and took credit for whatever the
I think he was brought in, and I think the movie delivered visually, right?
I see what you're
and
saying.
I think there was a story to tell. They just didn't tell it.
I haven't seen it yet. So like, it's totally possible. Like,
but I'm going based on, again, people I know who I trust.
Like Twister.
No.
Visually appealing. No story to tell.
Yeah. So, I mean, so in regards to Tron 3, I think there's still a story to tell with Tron 3. Absolutely.
You can go anywhere.
Right. I mean, there's a lot to go with where they left off at the end of
Tron. Oh, yeah. I'm upset they lost confidence in it. How badly did Tron 2 do?
Bad enough.
No, Tron 2 kind of skated.
That's why.
Like, it made its money back.
Got it.
It wasn't a flop.
They were probably... I bet you the deal was if Tomorrowland recouped, they'd go straight... They'd roll the money into the production of Tron 3.
Tron 3, no doubt.
And now they can't get Daft Punk because they're upset.
Right.
And, that's it.
So, there you go. Done.
It'll come back. One day.
All right. Let's talk about...
Well, then they're going to be hip deep in Star Wars and Avengers movies.
Yeah. And they'll need a little breath of fresh air. They'll have plenty of money to do whatever they want with.
Man.
Let's talk about Supreme Leader Snoke.
What?
Yeah, let's do that.
So, we don't know anything about Supreme Leader.
Is that the new head? Is that the new head of FIFA? Who? No. What the fuck is it?
That is the character
that
Andy Serkis is playing in Star Wars. But we don't know anything about him other than his name.
He's motion capture.
He's motion capture.
Oh, that's surprise!
right.
And everyone is shocked.
But that's it. There's all this speculation. He was the guy that was in the way background of that one shot with all of the stormtroopers. That's been confirmed. I haven't read that.
All but been confirmed. It's the one where it's the scene where you see
by
the
Portuguese
giant banner.
Review. No.
Portuguese giant banner when all the troopers turn around together.
I know
the scene
you're talking about.
That is like 90% been confirmed. That
by whom?
Whoever this is.
By whom?
What do you mean by
who? Who confirmed?
By StarWars.com.
Oh, okay.
If you can provide a link, I think it'd be much appreciated.
Oh, really?
Because it's not a challenge. I read a couple of things on that, and I did not read that it was confirmed that that was the rumor, and because everything with Star Wars, as far as I'm concerned at this point, aside from what we actually know, right.
Lightsaber marshmallows, guys,
coming soon. They have lightsaber mac and cheese, so marshmallows right around
not
the bend.
Not far away.
Right around the bend.
There you have it.
Of course, we still don't know who Max von Sydow is. And we still don't know who Domhnall Gleeson is.
Yes, we do know who Max von Sydow is.
Who is Max von Sydow?
Max von Sydow is the is like the town elder of one of the towns on the, I think it's on the desert planet Jakku.
And is that confirmed as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Pretty sure.
I didn't see the confirmation. Yep. I've been trying to follow those. Okay. Yep. Well, I will double check now.
Okay.
But maybe you know if it's been confirmed, either of these things, and you can give us a call at the GVM line.
425-920-6050.
And be prepared to provide a link, because Scapegoat has to have that.
We like links.
Yes.
Links, well, I mean,
We like reporting the truth and not Latino Review.
Do you know there was not floated on Latino Review?
All I'm saying is we don't want to create any ambiguity. That's all I'm saying.
There was floated not on Latino Review. There is floating around a synopsis.
Yes, yes.
Of the movie
that was on Screen Rant. I think
that apparently has, from what I understand, has J.J. Abrams very upset.
So
I don't want to know about
it. Here's the thing: I have no interest in reading it.
I don't either.
And I
get that.
No, right. And if it has J.J. Abrams upset, that sucks.
Which means there has to be something in it that's upsetting him. Yeah.
That's
my point.
That being said,
or what?
He's upset how wrong it is.
Or it's the best red herring of all time. All
right. And I'm going to toss this out there. Listen, kids. This is why we can't have anything nice.
The internet?
Quit it. Quit it with the fucking spoilers.
Quit it.
Quit it with
listen,
the,
listen, it. Listen, day player PA who was there in Dubai. Shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's it.
Stop it.
Shut your hole.
I know you found a script in the fucking Port-a-John. Just give day it back. Day player. Give shut it back.
Hole. Shut your pie hole. All right.
Probably wasn't you. Shout out to all the day players.
Let's move on. Dwayne The Rock. Does he still go by The Rock Johnson?
Just Dwayne Johnson for films.
I believe he's okay with it. Like he was, you know, he was trying to make a hard exit from that. And now, I mean, he went back to WrestleMania. So I'm sure he's fine.
All right. So Dwayne Johnson is going to headline
an HBO series.
No, I wish.
San Andreas.
He is.
A remake.
He's doing an HBO series.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, I know he is. That
yeah, we'll talk.
Baller.
Yeah, the new Arliss.
Yeah.
The new what?
Arliss.
Yes.
Yes. But that's not what I'm reporting on. He is he is going to both star in and I believe produce a remake of Big Trouble in Little China, in which of course he will play the role of Jack Burton.
But why?
He don't look like a Jack Burton.
You look like a jacked Burton.
You know though, I'm always impressed with Dwayne Johnson. Can I say that? Is that allowed?
You can say that in any context except this story.
So here's the thing.
Just so we're clear. I don't want him to do this.
Okay.
But all I'm saying is as wrong as that sounds.
Right.
Every time I hear like Dwayne Johnson's going to do this thing and we're all like, "Really? He does the thing?" And we go, "Actually, you know, he didn't suck."
So here's the thing. The thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
We're not going to talk about the thing this week. But here's the thing.
Alec Baldwin.
I am okay with Dwayne Johnson doing just about anything. I agree with you.
Yep.
I'm actually okay in a weird way if they had to remake this movie. Yep. I think that he is capable of acting in the film. However, don't remake this fucking movie. Let the movie be what it is.
Yep.
It is a classic. It does not need to be touched.
Are they remaking The Godfather also?
Yeah, no. What's next is going to be Escape from Detroit.
Oh, there you go.
You shut up.
Isn't
and that would be wait, Kurt Russell in it. So
Escape from Detroit, isn't that called the
90s? No. Yeah. It's called Every Day.
No, it's going to be Dwayne Johnson in Escape from Detroit. That's going to be the reboot.
I see.
You know, he's just going to go down the Kurt Russell
list. He's just a reboot guy.
Yeah.
He did do a bunch of reboots.
You know the rumor on that movie at one point was Escape from Earth.
Yes, I remember hearing
that. That's kind of cool. Except that has nothing to do with it. I feel. Isn't the whole point that it's about the subcultures of the city and how they get corrupted?
It would be an odd leap.
Yeah.
It would be Jason X.
It would be Oh, God.
And what was wrong with Jason X?
Everything was wrong with
that was the funniest movie of all time.
I think that's the problem.
Have you seen, what was it, Trolls? What's that other movie?
No one has
Leprechaun
seen
Leprechaun 2? Leprechaun in the Hood?
Yes.
That was three.
He knew exactly what I was talking about.
That was three. It was Leprechaun 3 was in the Hood, I think.
Oh, man.
What a great story.
So there you go. Speaking of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, I've heard decent things about San Andreas.
Really?
That it's fun, that it's check your brain.
It's like Day After Tomorrow style, right?
Yeah.
We haven't done like disaster porn in a while. Yeah.
It's like 70s style disaster movie.
Yeah.
Colton Haynes is in it.
Yeah.
By the by.
Yeah.
You know him as Arsenal from Arrow.
Oh.
So,
that means I'm in.
Yes, but it is disaster porn. All right. Eddie Redmayne has been cast in the lead role of Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which, of course, is the first
J.K. Rowling
movie spinoff that takes place in the Harry Potter universe.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, I don't know. I mean, I'm excited, I guess, to explore the universe. I kind of am glad they're exploring the universe without Harry Potter's direct influence.
This is the one that takes place like way before, right?
Correct.
Like the 1800s
or
some
shit? The book, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, is one of the
Harry's books
and Hermione's textbooks in the story.
Which I think is a cool idea.
Eddie Redmayne, I think, is a fine actor.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just in, what, Theory of Everything? He's been in a couple of
Jupiter Ascending.
There you go. Yes.
Oh yeah, that was great.
Les Mis.
Yes, Les Mis as well.
You know where he should be in?
What?
Hannibal.
Is he on Hannibal?
No. I think he would be a really good over the top villain that's menacing. I just feel like he would be able to play that.
All right.
And I just wanted to, you know, for old time's sake, say Hannibal's coming back. I think it's this Friday.
Nice.
Didn't he just win an Oscar, Eddie Redmayne?
For the Theory of Everything.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah. I think so.
So,
playing Stephen Hawking.
Yes, playing Stephen Hawking. So look, I mean, I think it's a good cast. I don't know. I kind of feel like I need to see more before I can really make a lot of judgment on that.
But studios, not too much. Don't show me too much.
No, please not too much. All right, I have three things I want to hit real quick. This, just because I feel sort of funny and nostalgic about this, Ugly Dolls is getting its own movie.
Just put it down. Just put,
do we throw the cricket sound effect?
We do. And you probably just heard it. Mega Man is getting its own 26 animated order for Dentsu Entertainment USA, but I don't know.
Dentsu!
I don't know what. I guess it's.
Is this after the new Dragon Ball series?
Hey, look.
What?
I'm totally okay with the new Dragon Ball stuff.
That
I'm
wasn't.
Just
saying. We talked about that last week. That wasn't a diss.
As long as Akira Toriyama is tied to the project,
he is.
I know he is. Yeah. I'm really.
And they're even undoing G2.
I know. So I'm totally okay with anything Dragon Ball as long as Toriyama.
So we'll see it in what, 2023?
No, actually, I think it has a US release date already. We talked about it last week.
Oh, yeah?
2016, I think.
So it's close. They've been working on it for a while. That's cool. And you said we haven't talked about Mad Max yet?
We haven't.
No, we shouldn't.
I'm just not quite sure where this is coming, but I like Mega Man. Mega Man is one of my favorite characters from that period. So, yeah,
definitely.
So there you go. And one last thing, which is my please don't make me see this movie news. There have been some set pictures leaked of Bebop and Rocksteady and the new Shredder on the set of TMNT 2. Now, first of all, Stephen Amell has been cast as Casey Jones, which is for me, right?
But why? Because you like Stephen Amell?
I do, right? Yeah. So I felt this weird kind of like I want to see it.
It's like putting Cool Whip on dog shit.
All right, but here's
well
the thing.
Well said.
Here's the thing with Bebop and Rocksteady. So what we've seen, first of all, Seamus.
Just really quickly, it looks like your bucket of fucks has been refilled.
Slightly.
It seems like you care about
this. I have half a fuck to give for this. Seamus from WWE fame has been cast as Rocksteady.
Seamus is the guy that was so pale that Mattel had to create
a new
his
pigment.
Skin color for the action figure. That's correct.
So there have been some set photos of the new Shredder who actually looks like Shredder. So the Shredder in the first movie was a red herring. There was a new Shredder. He is Asian and he actually looks like Shredder.
And he's the Shredder.
That's like Iron Man 4 having a Mandarin.
Weird Mandarin, yeah. So Bebop and Rocksteady on set, these are the human versions of the characters. Seeing the human version of Bebop kind of makes me want to see the movie because he is the bright purple mohawk and the nose. The nose ring.
Hey, maybe
it's a big black dude.
Hey,
and I'm like, oh,
who's playing him?
I have the
some dude.
Name.
Maybe this movie won't suck.
I'm not saying that.
Maybe you're a Chinese jet pilot.
Gary Anthony Williams is playing Bebop.
No idea.
And Rocksteady's, like I said, is being portrayed by Seamus. I like that they're using that old cartoon.
They're not trying to edgy it up and all that bullshit.
They're not going right to the mutated form.
They're not RoboCopping it.
Correct. So, I mean, because he looks like he belongs in the 80s, not in 2015 at all.
That's kind of cool.
So I'm kind of
down. Is this a new
the
writer director team?
No, I think it's still Michael Bay. So
fuck.
So there you go. I don't have anything else for the news. You wanted to do Mad Max?
Yeah, I think we should hit Mad Max.
Do it.
What'd you think?
I did not see it.
You first.
Is it okay if we spoil?
Yeah, go for it. It's been spoiled
for
me.
Spoilers.
It was spoiled in 1981 when Road Warrior came out because it's the same goddamn movie.
So you hated it?
No, I loved it.
All right. Tell us more.
Because it is the same movie. It's the same movie as Road Warrior.
You're not selling it.
It is the same movie as Beyond Thunderdome. There's a thing. He accidentally gets involved with the thing. He doesn't want to do the thing, but then he decides to help the thing out. They're successful at the thing. And then the people he's helping go off in one direction. He goes off in the other. It's the same fucking movie.
So the premise is intact.
No, this is not that I don't like the movie. I love the movie. This is for the people who
he's
are
upset.
This movie sucked. I like the original ones better. Shut the fuck up. It's the same goddamn movie.
So, I'll tell you.
I've been getting this all week.
I've seen none of the Mad Max movies until this one.
Okay.
I was familiar with what it was. I've seen clips. You know, it's not like I've never heard of
Tina Turner.
Mel Gibson. You know, I've heard of these people. Tina Turner. But the first thing I'd say is.
He doesn't know.
Oh.
I know what you're. I just was going to skip that because I don't want to get into
massive
abuse.
Blaster.
No, I got. Yeah.
Small kid in the tank.
All right.
Wait, that was a video game. Sorry. Go ahead.
Wow. Yes. So the first thing I'd say is while I was watching it the first time, I didn't enjoy it.
Okay.
I'm going to say that. But the cinematography was amazing.
Sure.
The action scenes, which basically the entire movie is a chase scene.
No CGI.
There is CGI. It's intense. And what I like about it is you feel that there are stakes. And one of the things that Mad Max does, at least in this movie, and I think it's all of them, is it's not this thing leads to this thing, therefore it leads to this thing, which is every action movie that I've seen in at least modern right. blockbusters. It's this is really happening, so all the shit is going on. And the fact that they choreograph it to look natural in that world is really cool. And the fact that most of it is all practical effects, most of the shots are practical. There's a little bit of extra stuff because there's like people on giant swinging things. They didn't right. actually do that while driving 60 miles an hour in the middle of the desert in Namibia.
right.
But you can feel it. It's visceral reactions. And the other thing about it is, and yes, I know the show has a great track record for this, but it is not a feminist movie. But it is probably the closest to actually being more equal. And the first thing, and I think it's very funny, is the main character of this movie is Furiosa.
Right? Yeah.
And the fact that the marketing had to make Tom Hardy the main character is a hilarious kind of commentary on the fact that that's the case. No, you don't think so? Mad Max has never been the main character. That's what you're going to tell me, right? Right. Okay. But the way that they market it with like, look, we have Tom Hardy, but really the movie has nothing to do with him. You know,
she was not in a lot of the marketing.
Exactly. But she's the main character. And the other thing I really liked about it, and I think I respected and appreciated this movie more after seeing it and thinking about it and talking to people. So I want to go see it again. Is it starts in the third act of every other movie. So for example, there's a really interesting story to tell that she's been part of this abuse and she feels that she has to do something with these concubines who are the wives of this guy and she wants to free them and blah, blah, blah. And in every other movie, you're watching this whole story and all this kind of stuff. This is, it already happened. It's the third act. This is the three airships from Captain America 2 are already in the air and now you're just watching that. But it still deals with all of those themes anyway. So, and it doesn't just fucking talk to you the entire time with exposition. It's just happening. And you either pick up on it and it's cool and you really think about it, or how cool are these action scenes, which are mostly practical effects in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
And I like that. It's not up its own ass about talking about how great it is. It's just showing you.
I hear the movie starts at 110 miles per hour and never slows down.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much. There's a little bit more pacing to it, so you can tell what's going on, but I appreciate that they did that. I do think it's closer to feminist, and I would recommend going to see it.
All right.
It's the haters that bother me.
No, look, and it's funny because I was talking about this with someone today too, and some haters are like, the fucking movie, man. And this is someone who didn't even see it, who's basing it just on what they assume
right.
it to be. And all I could think about this person who was spewing this
vitriol
horseshit out of his face was, you just sound like an old get off my lawn geek mudgeon. Like, but this person wasn't even a geek, so I don't want to use geek mudgeon. You just sound like an old
What was their commentary?
Their entire commentary was, oh, that movie's gonna suck. Fuck that movie.
Did they see
blah,
it?
Blah, blah, blah.
No.
I mean, it's like, it was silly. Silly nonsense. And they were in rent. And all I could think to myself was, you just sound out of touch with the rest of the universe. And so, but this person's opinion, I feel, carried over to a lot of other people who have had similar opinions. But it's funny because none of those people who have that opinion have actually seen it. They're judging it based on what they assume it is.
Or B, they saw these other movies as kids and then they just can't accept the fact that A, it's not crazy Mel Gibson anymore. And B, that why on earth would we want to make another one of these?
Right.
And the answer is because of everything that Scapegoat
right.
said.
So at least in this regard, they
It does a lot of things that are different. Right. Yeah.
It's not even a remake.
No,
though,
it's not.
Right?
It's a continuation. No. And it was successful enough that the next one's coming out soon.
Already greenlit.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. Yeah. It's still one of those movies. By the way, Rotten Tomatoes. I know not everybody gives a lot of credence to Rotten Tomatoes, but it's still like 97 or 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I get it.
Which is something.
I get it.
That actually does say something that it's that well received universally.
It's also one of the only movies where someone falls to their knees and cries out, and I was okay with it because the shot is gorgeous.
All right. I really have to see it. I really want to go see it. So.
It was really worth seeing, and it's just very upsetting that, you know, that people can't understand, like, the fact that these movies are all cut from the same exact cloth.
Right.
You know, so the people who have seen it, who are criticizing it, who are like, oh, it sucked. There's a guy that I work with who was like that. Who was like, oh, it wasn't anything. The originals were so much better. I'm like, really? How are they different? Right. Like, because they had Mel Gibson in them? Like, structurally, how are they different? They weren't. It's just the same thing. I don't understand that.
Also, I'm calling the world of Mad Max Diesel Punk.
All right.
I don't know if that's a thing. I
think there is a diesel punk.
Diesel thing. Punk exists.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I don't think that it is. Diesel punk actually is the period, historically, it's the period that takes place immediately after steampunk.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Wait a minute. There's a historical fiction.
If you look at it in Wiki.
Because steampunk is like neo-Victorian.
No, I get it. I get it. Yeah.
Diesel punk takes place after steam engines have now been converted to.
That's kind of what this is, though.
Yeah.
No, this would be post-apocalyptic.
It is more like cyberpunk.
No, it's
there's no cyber.
No, it's post-apocalyptic, but they worship chrome and diesel because it's a world where gas is a rare resource.
And water.
So then it could be diesel punk.
Yeah.
Look, all right, of those punks are so open to interpretation.
Yeah, fuck it.
There's no fucking way to define them. That being said.
Wait, what happens after diesel punk in this historical fiction timeline?
Cyberpunk.
Nuclear punk.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Fallout. Fallout happens.
Fallout. There you go. Bringing it all
You're
together.
Welcome. That was wow. I was going for that.
Let's take our first break. In this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 375, we're calling it Fallout.
Hey guys, Frank here. Saw Avengers last night. Thought it was pretty great. Got to say, really liked the storyline between Banner, Hulk, and Tasha. I thought the way they sort of handled it was great. Like the Hulk's reaction towards the end. Don't really want to go into it too much and spoil it, but you know. Kind of call back to the old Hulk comics that were done in the 60s and 70s. Anyway, love the movie, love the show, guys. Take it easy. Bye. Love the movie.
Hey, it's E-Rock from the Opie and Anthony Show on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and you're listening to Coke Logic's Super Game Stuff. I don't know what that is.
Ahoy, hoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. Fallout 4 has been announced. Full bore and whole hog with a trailer showing off locations and characters. Feel free to Google it. At first, the game looks like a CG trailer, with a camera pulling out from a television monitor, reminiscent of the Fallout 3 trailer. This game looks great. But then you notice a few rough areas and textures, which is good. This means the great visuals are in-game assets. Show me a polished CG trailer, and that means nothing to me. It rarely represents what the final game is going to look like. Give me a little stank, some patches of unoptimized frame rate, and I'm far more trusting of the developer. I would describe what the game looks like, but then I would go on to describe an orgasm. You'll have to see it for yourself. Pre-orders have begun, but there is no official release date. Just giving the placeholder last date of the year. But perhaps Bethesda can let us all know when Fallout 4 is actually due out at their pre-E3 conference on June 14th. Dark Souls 3 is rumored, but still unconfirmed. While unofficial, I will confirm this game myself. Bloodborne has sold over 1 million copies, and FromSoft has a hit on their hands with the Souls series. Popularity and the brand are growing. Like Fallout 4, it's obvious the game is being developed. It's just a matter of if we'll see anything more than a logo at E3. One of the greatest tactical strategy franchises gets a new sequel with XCOM 2, which has been officially announced for November 2015. But before you get too excited, you might have been strategically eliminated from this equation. XCOM 2 will be exclusive to PC. While XCOM was on home consoles and even smartphones, the developer wanted to leave money on the table by cutting out a huge part of the market. While it simply could be a timed exclusive, exclusivity to a PC is never perceived as a strength, but a weakness. But for PC gamers out there, get excited for XCOM 2 when it's released this year, November 2015. Ultra Street Fighter 4 for the PlayStation 4 is an abysmal port of a relatively old game, and it sorely needed a patch before anyone could recommend buying it. So here's an update. As of this recording, a patch has been released, addressing the sadly numerous problems. I don't think the game has been fixed, but it is being improved. Buy it at your own risk, or just don't buy it. And finally, there's a new game out this week for Steam Early Access, titled Ark: Survival Evolved. It's a terrible name. If you clicked on Twitch, it's one of the top games being played. How is that? The developer went to Twitch players who stream similar games like Rust and Reign of Kings, and granted them early access to a game that they were already interested in. Once you start adding up the subscriber base for multiple established Twitch players, you find yourself on the front page, which is a great place to be for advertising the day before your game is sellable on Early Access. The game is new to Twitch players, so they're not bored or even know how to distinguish what needs improvement, and the viewer is seeing this brand new game that's being demoed in front of them. It's one of the smartest marketing strategies I've seen in a very long time, and it's a developer that figured out how to advertise using Twitch. Bravo! This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
Build the Millennium Falcon. A one-to-one replica of the original Empire Strikes Back movie prop. Working lights and stunning interior detail. Complete with a moving ramp. Build the Millennium Falcon step by step with your comprehensive build guides, die-cast metal, and highly detailed resin parts. Call now or go online to buildmillenniumfalcon.com and get started today.
Hey guys, Scanner51 here from Twitter, calling about the remake of the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen you guys mentioned on show 374. I really don't like this idea. I happen to like the movie. In fact, I pretty much love the movie. I count that I've seen it, or I saw it three times in the movie theater. So I don't really think it's necessary. I got a signed copy of the movie from the author of the writer of the movie. I know the writer of the movie, and I know it could have been better because I know Fox meddled in it way too much. But still, I don't think they need to redo it. Again, I like it. I think it's better than the book sometimes. Anyway, great show, guys. Bye.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 375, and we're calling this one Fallout.
Fallout.
Of course, we had, you heard from our lovely sponsor there during the break.
Yes, Build the Millennium Falcon.
That's right, buildthemillenniumfalcon.com.
That's right, and you can also reach out to them at 877-544-6779.
Nice!
Which I hope is the correct phone number. Now, they're running a special in June.
Okay.
From June 1st to June 30th, if you start with the Build the Millennium Falcon or any of the other sort of model things that they have going on, which you can also check out at model-space.com.
Right.
If you start in June, between June 1st and June 30th, you get $1 shipping for the entirety.
Oh, nice.
Of the program
that you're awesome. Involved in. That's a great deal.
So you're talking about stuff that's, you know, it could be $9.99 shipping per month.
Yeah.
You can drop that to $1.
And then you can go get Netflix.
There you go. There you
Look
go.
Look at that.
Look at that.
I see what you did there.
Some good stuff on there.
Yeah, man.
So, I mean, that will cut you considerably. So yeah, no, that's huge. Definitely about check $9. That out. Definitely check that out. It's their Father's Day special, I believe. But they're running it for the entire month of June. $1 shipping when you hop on one of these great projects, like Build the Millennium Falcon, which is the one that we are most close to.
Right.
So.
Awesome.
Definitely check that out.
We also had a couple of voicemails during the break there.
Yes.
One didn't really have any questions, but we want to thank you for calling. We encourage you guys to call in and give us your opinions.
Let
of course,
us know
if
what's
you have
up.
A question, you can leave a question, we'll answer it. And then there was Scanner 51 with his commentary on League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. I'm with you, Scanner 51. I did not hate that first movie.
But I feel like it's like Daredevil. There's three people who liked it, but most people thought that movie
so
sucked.
Me, two of them are in this room.
And one other person on League of Extraordinary
Gentlemen. Oh, I thought you were talking about Daredevil.
No, I'm saying it's the similar thing. I've met a couple people who are like, no, here's why it's good. And I don't even disagree with them, but I don't know many people who saw League and liked it. I don't remember the movie well enough to comment from my own opinion.
I don't
so
think that it's amazing.
Billy the Kid. The end.
I don't think it's amazing by any stretch of the imagination, but I enjoyed it for what it was.
Sure.
And I've seen it a couple times. I liked it. I liked it every time I've seen it. I've actually it's been on, like, I'm channel surfing.
Oh, yeah. It's always on, like, Encore or some shit.
And I'll leave it on, and I'll be like, oh, I'm going to watch this. So
who's doing the remake? I know you guys talked about it.
It's Fox, I believe.
The studio, but do we know who directed
it? I'm not sure on that.
Gotcha. All right. Is it early days? It's just announced?
It is early days. It was just announced last week. Okay. So it is very new.
So maybe if Fantastic Four tanks, this won't get made.
Maybe.
Here's hoping.
And of course, we also had a new game stuff.
Yes.
During the break there as well.
I'm assuming we're going to hear some awesome stuff from E3. A lot of companies just announced their lineup.
Yep.
That's in 2 weeks,
I think.
E3. I'm really excited for The Division. I don't want to go off on a whole tangent about that. But Fallout's the big news.
Yeah, so the trailer for Fallout, of course, hit today. There was that tease yesterday, all day yesterday. They had that please stand by screen.
Leaked early a little bit.
And Look, I've never played the game. It looks really cool.
You should.
Is it not console? It's PC?
It is console and PC.
Oh, it's both. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, PC people
will tell you the only way to play it is on PC. And console versa. People will tell you it's great on console. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So, what console is it available for?
All of them are 360. Oh, you mean what is Fallout 4 going to be available for? Everything. PS4, Xbox One, and PC, for sure. I don't remember seeing the older consoles
on it. But the prior
Fallout 3 and Fallout New Vegas were Xbox 360.
Exclusives.
No, they were also on PS3.
Oh, they were. Oh, okay. So
they're multi-platform. As far as I know, and someone will correct me,
right.
The Fallout 3 and beyond was multi-platform.
Okay.
And then before that, they were top-down game, right. Totally different.
And wasn't there like Fallout Tactics or something?
There was a mobile game that did tactics and stuff, and that takes place in the same universe. There was a lot of Fallout. I really didn't do that on purpose. With the trademark, and there was an open world MMO, and then Bethesda bought the trademark back. A bunch of toxic shit. Right. But Bethesda got it all back. Everyone has been assuming Fallout 4 has been their big game reveal for E3.
Right.
And it's really cool to see this trailer because it makes me want to play the game, and the fact it just looks great.
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome.
It brings you back to that. And it's a trailer that doesn't give the whole game away, but it gives you an idea of it. There's a dog, so I'm already on board.
Right.
It clearly has commentary it wants to tell. I'm excited to play it.
Cool.
Although apparently, everything that I see online is The Witcher 3 is so perfect, why would anyone make an RPG ever again? That's a stupid comment.
Of course. Although I've heard great things about The Witcher 3.
Yeah, I got to pick that. I have pre-orders that got transferred to another GameStop because the one near me closed and I forgot.
Oops.
So I have like hundreds of dollars invested in GameStop by accident.
I need to go get my
games.
Yeah, you probably should do that. Probably have some time in your hands at some
point. Unless they've been canceled.
Let's move forward. We have some product here
in
the studio tonight. Big Kev, I'm going to let you lead the charge on both of these tonight.
All righty, OG, I can do that. First of all, coming right off the on the heels, if you will, of talking about our Build the Millennium Falcon sponsor. Tonight is our monthly update, and which we have received Box 2, which contains issues 5, 6, 7, and 8 of the Build the Millennium Falcon pieces. Now, these are packaged somewhat differently than the other ones before. You can see, OG, it's kind of blister packed. This might be specially packed for us. I'm not sure. And then, of course, it comes with the fabulous issues telling you about the Millennium Falcon, how you can use these pieces to increase the build on your Millennium Falcon, of course. In case we didn't mention, I think we did, but we're going to be doing it in two parts when we shoot a video. We're going to do a build-up of the ship. We're going to do the first half as a sort of a time-lapse thing when we're at the first half. And then we're going to do the second half to completion as a second sort of time-lapse thing. So you'll be able to see all these great pieces there. And then the other thing that I got to talk about regarding the Millennium Falcon is the binder. The Star Wars Build the Millennium Falcon binder from DiAgostini. And this is where you will store all of the volumes of the magazine that accompanies the Build the Millennium Falcon. I think it's going to look great when all is said and done. That's a big-ass binder, by the way. That's a big-ass binder.
That reminds me of, do you ever subscribe to the astronomy things where they used to send you like every week like a little, and then you can put them in a little binder? And it's the same thing.
Not Geo. Except used to way
cooler, but like same idea. Yeah.
Mutual of Omaha had it too with like the animal cards.
Yep.
Mutual of Omaha.
Remember that?
Wow, you are so dating yourself. No, that was off the air before I was born, OG, so it must be one of those things because you're older than me.
You must be confused. You meant to say TVs weren't quite invented yet.
I remember the classics, like Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, sir, but I didn't see them first run.
Neither
like
did
you.
But I remember the commercials when I was a youngin' when they had all those products. You know, I also had the Encyclopedia Britannica.
There you go. So
whoa. Yeah. Whoa, they call that the internet now.
Yeah, I know, exactly. They call that Wikipedia, only not as reliable.
You remember when Encarta was a thing? They were trying to make digital encyclopedias.
Yeah. I remember when you could buy Encarta
on
a CD.
Yep.
And they would send it to you.
Oh, man.
And then you would get an updated disc each year.
Yeah, that's like, okay, do you remember when GPS was a $600 DVD you had to put in your car? What the hell was that?
That was progress.
The times they are a changing.
Ah, yes.
Remember cassettes?
H-track.
OG.
Remember King's Quest? Oh, wait, what? That's coming back, man. There is a new King's Quest game coming, and I am way excited.
Yeah. It looks pretty cool.
The other thing we want to talk about tonight is our new friends over at 12th Parsec.
Yeah.
Have sent us some of their products. Now, OG, you and I have been talking about these for
a while.
I think it started as a Kickstarter thing that it started as?
I believe it was a Kickstarter
campaign. I believe you are correct. And I want to make sure that I get the website correct here. It's 12thparsec.miiduu.com. That can't be right. I got it.
No, I tried to find their website today.
Yeah.
And unless I'm terrible at Google, which I might be, I only found their Facebook page.
Actually, their information. You know what, though? If you go to their Facebook page, it has it. It's 12thparsec, all spelled out, .com. It's right on their Facebook page. Okay. 12thparsec.com. Spell it all out. It'll bring you to their website where you can learn about what 12th Parsec does. Sure. Thank you. Have a nice day. No. They do, for terrain. Those of you that follow Kickstarter, yeah, they do terrain pieces for 3¾ action figures of no specific denomination or license.
That's right.
However, their key product and the one that they crowdsourced, right, is referred to as space trees.
Space trees.
So if you have some 3¾ that would benefit from having some kind of tree-like habitat.
Just real quick, space trees are legal to ship within the U.S.?
Yes. Why would they not
be? They're not. Space trees aren't something that you can only have in Colorado?
No, okay. Sir. No, sir. So these are, these are obviously 3D printed pieces, right? Right. You assemble them together, and you can, you can assemble an entire forest or village of these space trees. Space tree village.
Nice.
So if anything you have requires a space tree village.
Sure.
You sure it's not Star Tree?
No, it's Space Tree.
Oh, sorry. Sir.
Looking at the website.
It's not here, Space sir. Wars, then.
No, sir. At the website.
Sorry, got
space
it.
Space Trees, got sir. It.
What's that furry thing that you have?
That would be a space tree.
Put that away. It's kind of inappropriate to have that out during the show.
Space tree creature, sir.
Oh, okay.
And what you do is you can build these up. They have different platform levels and sort of different little cubby areas. They make bridges. They make railings. They make everything you need to kind of put one of these villages together. We have them here in the studio. They are excellent. So I built up one here. It's kind of got a base part, if you will, a platform. You know, it's got the little sort of cubby areas.
Some torches. I like
it. Yeah. The railings. It's got a bridge. We got a bridge here. The bridge goes to nowhere, though, because we got no other second tree to connect it to.
I like that it comes with a fire pit. You know, it's almost like a roasting pit.
Campfire, actually. Yeah. I think that's called. Hold on. I have the listing of all the parts here, sir. A trunk hut platform. We got a bunch of railings. We got a topper, which is this piece here with the rope. We got a bridge. We got a rotisserie, which is this piece here. So if you're space furry space creatures,
they want to cook some of the good guys.
They capture somebody and they want to maybe turn them over.
Is this person wearing a white helmet of some kind?
No.
Okay.
I don't get that.
No, go on. It's fine.
Nobody roasted somebody with a white helmet.
No, I know. But all right. They could.
So they but could.
Place that
they campfire is the piece OG was referring to. But then we also got the bridge wall adapter. Oh, that's what that is. So there's a piece. You see that clear piece there, OG?
Yeah, it's an adapter.
Yeah, the idea there is I think you attach that to the wall, and then you can attach the other end to this. Wow, what a great idea for a display. That's kind of awesome. You can kind of do one tree and be done.
See, there you go.
That's a great idea. But we also got the second piece, OG, which I think you'll be very interested in.
I like that.
You want to have a good look at that.
I saw it.
So that one is referred to as, I'm getting the name right now. This is the desert
brick oven.
No,
it's like a
no, sir.
It's like not a sandbar.
Well, they have I have a rotisserie. I'm assuming this is a brick oven, so you can build a space tree restaurant.
Desert den, sir. The desert den.
I'm sorry. The desert den is a great name for a space tree restaurant.
It certainly is. There.
Yeah.
Desert Den, sir. And the Desert Den comes with two couches, nice round table in the middle. Like we also got some additional end tables.
What I want to know, though, is if you and your friend are sitting at that round table, right? Who does the shot first? Is it you or is it your friend?
It's a good question.
Right? That's a good question.
It is a good question.
Now, look, the Desert Den.
You could think about it. Maybe you could both do it at the same time.
Right?
That might cause controversy.
Mm-hmm.
That would cause controversy. What if you did it and then you redid it?
That's what I'm saying.
To have a different effect.
That's right.
Like released a video of it?
Right.
But someone releases a different edited video of it?
Yeah, why would they do that?
That'd be confusing.
Very.
Yeah.
Now, I want to tell you also.
You know, in the original, you can't see the original. Sorry.
You done?
Yeah, I am.
The Desert Den actually also comes in a light up version.
Oh.
Yeah, like so that. It actually has some LEDs. Actually, the version we have, I think, is not the light up version. But there's a light up version where a couple of the appropriate lights on the inside light up. Plus, there's also a table with a light in it that very comes cute. With that version as well.
Very cute.
Yeah, so.
Good ambiance.
I think these things are really excellent. You know, one of the things that companies like, I don't know, random company, Hasbro, does not do anymore is play sets and things like this. And I think that for older collectors like OG, that they might want to have this sort of environment to display some of their 3¾ figures sure. in, which I think these would be appropriate. Let's say you were a girl, and let's say you were kind of really cute and nice. And let's say you lived in California with a questionable husband. And let's say you were really into, I don't know, furry woodland creatures from some space movie. And you really collected these a lot.
You have some weird dreams.
This might be a perfect thing sure. for you to check out.
Absolutely.
Absolutely perfect. Let's say you liked...
He's doing promo and insulting in one sentence. It's impressive.
It's not... How is it insulting?
Yeah, go on.
Let's say you want to display some of your 3¾, pick anything, I don't know, G.I. Joe, sure. And you wanted to have a place to display those. I think the Desert Den is an excellent display area.
You have some characters, you know, that might fit in there. A dirty den of slime and treachery.
Yeah.
That would be great.
That is kind of, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, kind of battlefront.
12thparsec.com. You want to spell that all out. 12th parsec. Yes. All one word.
With an F.
Spelled out. 12th.
We'll put a link. Check the show notes.
12th.
Check the show notes.
Yep.
Will there be show notes, OG? Yep,
and there'll be a link.
Great. So check out that link and you can see all more about Space Trees and the Desert Den.
Yes.
And I know they have additional products coming as well. So definitely check them out. Really happy that we got to talk about these.
So am I. You know who else is really happy? The wrap up music.
Aw.
It's there.
Aw.
It's chilling though. But it hasn't really ramped up yet.
Yeah.
It's a slow roll.
Do you think people have picked up on the fact of who edits the show based on the wrap-up music?
Maybe.
Because, you know, one of us
uses one, and
one of us uses another.
I thought the wrap-up music was static. I thought the opening and closing song changed.
Oh, no, sir.
But the wrap-up...
Oh, no, sir.
Oh, all right.
Does that mean you haven't listened?
I did not listen to last week.
I see.
I don't always listen, mostly because I'm here when it happens.
Live. Right, exactly. That's enough for us.
I listen because I like to find out how it sounds.
What?
No. I will often go back.
No, I just can't get enough of you.
I will often go back and listen when someone calls the GVM line.
425-920-6050. Or checks out bkgeekstuff.com.
That's right. And, you know, they reference something in the show. I want to go back and hear what it was so that I can comment on it in an educated fashion.
See,
no doubt.
That's a good point.
Don't forget, you can also check us on Twitter at GeekstuffOG, at ScapegoatGS, and at bkgeekstuff. Facebook.com/bkgeekstuff.
Good. You can buy stuff on amazon.bkgeekstuff.com. Please.
We ask you to do that.
Please.
Equipment.
Please.
I think that's the only thing that I have to say.
We haven't reached the Begathon yet, Scapegoat.
I'm trying to avoid it entirely.
2 months away, folks.
So that's Super all Begathon. I have to say this week.
I don't have anything else to say.
Do you have anything else to say?
No.
No?
Then with that, OG, we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close. The way we end all episodes of Big Kev's Geek Stuff by saying, good night, Betsy Palmer. Wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.